You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Can you translate the inscription?
Quis quis bibit aquam, who drinks the water I shall give him, says the Lord, will have a spring inside him welling up for eternal life. Let them bring me to your holy mountain in the place where you dwell, across the desert and through the mountain, to the canyon of the crescent moon, to the temple where the cup that holds the blood of Jesus Christ resides forever.
The Holy Grail, Dr. Jones. The chalice used by Christ during the Last Supper. The cup that caught his blood at the crucifixion and was entrusted to Joseph of Arimathea.
The Arthur legend. I've heard this bedtime story before.
Eternal life, Dr. Jones. The gift of youth to whoever drinks from the grail. Now, that's a bedtime story I'd like to wake up to.
An old man's dream.
Every man's dream, including your father's, I believe.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in video ring. The video drum.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
Reality, and reality is less than television.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
What's up, guys? We're going to go to this episode. No, now it's a normal episode. I did the opposite. That's why I did a Wednesday.
Seriously?
I did
Seriously.
A Wednesday.
Seriously.
Seriously.
It's fucking Sunday, dude.
I did that.
What planet are you on? What day is this, Chris? Where are you? What planet is it?
Earth. Next question.
Oh, what country are you in?
America.
What state are you in?
Florida.
City?
Let me get away with America. What's it? Maitland. Orlando.
Do you know what address
International Waters?
You currently reside at?
123 Abbey Street. Right?
Just wanted to make sure.
Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You're good.
Are you supposed to hold up fingers?
No.
Give me some smelling salts?
Screw your fingers.
Screw my fingers. No, your fingers.
Yeah, your fingers.
Why are you going to screw my fingers?
I want nothing to do with your fingers. I didn't say I was going to screw your fingers. I said you should screw your fingers.
What?
You heard me.
Guys, current threat level is tomato. Your news outlets are not the problem. The current weather outside, I think it's sunny. The windows are black.
I see sun.
I see sun. It's sunny outside. That's your weather update for the week. Traffic update. It is okay out there. That's your traffic report.
It's okay. That's it. It's just okay.
Well, when I was out there earlier, it was okay.
When you were out there earlier, it was just okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a problem with that?
I do.
Oh, you know what?
It's a shitty traffic report, Chris.
And shoots a cock ring. How's it going, Chris?
Down, Chris.
How you doing, Chris?
You have shitty traffic reports.
What's up, Chris?
The traffic report's shitty, that's what's up.
Why is wrong with the traffic report?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's good traffic out there.
Good traffic.
You don't like that traffic?
There's no such thing as good traffic.
It was good traffic out there.
All traffic's bad traffic.
It was all good traffic. No?
No.
So what's up, how you doing? Happy Easter.
Hooray, Zombie Jesus Day.
It's Easter, bro. You ready for Ed Easter?
Heroes from the dead to eat your brains.
You ready for Ed Easter, Keister?
I mean, I don't celebrate, so sure.
Easter bitches!
I mean, what do chocolate Easter bunnies have to do with Jesus coming back from the dead?
Well, you know, Jesus defeated death by rising from the dead 3 days later, which is on Easter, coincidentally. Did he have to battle death for like three days? Yeah, in the astral plane. Oh. He was battling death. Like Death of Superman when he was in the black suit, fighting death with his father.
Start writing.
That's what it is, though.
Start writing right now.
Isn't that already how it was written?
No, it's just there's a blank spot.
That's the blank spot?
No, he went into the cave, and then it's fade to black. And then it's fade in, and it opens. He's like, hey, I'm back, everybody!
I think he goes to... Man, I don't know where he goes. Somewhere. And he proclaims... Anyway.
Nobody talks about that, Chris.
No, it's out there somewhere.
Start writing. Jesus battles his way against death. Yeah. And like in some sort of Lord of the Rings style, you know, giant monsters fighting armies, fighting people, fighting demons, fighting... King Arthur.
So, Jesus the Death Slayer?
Yes.
That's what we're writing?
Jesus Death Slayer. I like it.
It's like Jesus Ragnarok?
Yes.
Jesus Ragnarok. Jesus Death Slayer.
See, that's a whole different movie right there. Now, why is Jesus part of the Norse apocalypse?
Because he's part of all the...
Is this American Gods now?
Because he's the one he's the one true God, so...
He's the one true.
Yeah, so all the other religions underneath him. He has to, like, take part in all of them and defeat them all.
He vanquishes the lesser religions.
Yeah, he vanquishes them all to prove his dominance.
Jesus the Destroyer.
It's like when a dog coats on another dog by his teeth on its neck. He's not really biting them. He's just like, ah. That's what Jesus does.
Okay.
As a death slayer and conqueror of other religions. Yes. That's why we celebrate Easter and how it together, how he conquers death, right? Just like, and then bringing life to death. Death of the movie is Billy Dee. The bunnies are known for fornicating, having little bunnies, life, and then also the chocolate. They poo little pellets, so that's why the bunnies are known for the chocolate. Chocolate bunnies, right?
So you're eating rabbit shit.
No, you're eating chocolate. It just represents the rabbit shit.
Through transubstantiation,
transubstantiation is correct. It becomes the body shit? Of Christ. Yes.
Oh, I thought it became rabbit shit.
No, it becomes the body of Christ. At no point does rabbit shit enter the equation. Actual rabbit shit. What's wrong with you, Drew? Some sort of rabbit fecophiliac?
No.
Are you sure?
That sounds weird.
You keep insisting on the rabbit shit entering into the equation here somehow.
I was just wondering.
It's just to what it represents, yes, but it's not. Just because they eat one of the chocolate coins around the you know, for the Jewish holidays, Hanukkah, doesn't mean that it actually becomes a coin when you eat it, does it?
I don't know, does it?
I don't know, does it?
Do the Jews believe in transubstantiation?
Of coins?
Of coins? Ooh, I don't think we should. I don't think we should go that direction.
We actually went down a bad road, a tricky road. That was not intentional. So happy Jesus : Death Slayer Day.
Yes.
Jesus Death Slayer. That's the holiday. That's what it is. Because that's what he does.
Yeah, he does. He slays death.
And then him and the bunnies conquer all. They reign supreme over the earths forever.
Do the bunnies surround Jesus like children surround Vin Diesel?
No. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, they do. That's correct. Let's get the show started. It's just you and I, so let's go ahead and jump right into the streaming pick of the week.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week. Cinema Crespediso Streaming.
That's right, we help you find out what you can watch out there on the interwebs with Hulu, Netflix, Crackle, Spackle, Tinder, Bumble, Tumble, Grindr, Finder, Adult Friend Finder. All these things they're all things. Some of them are things and
some of them are not.
Real apps of this earth. That's my new trivia game. Drew, use the Crespediso Randomizer 9000.1 if you don't mind, and let everyone know what is this week's streaming pick of the week.
Chris, this week's streaming pick of the week is not just, if it is one movie, it is a really long movie broken up into 8 episodes. People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. Choose a side, Chris. I guess you're on the side of it being a good show that people should watch.
What is that? Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, people. That is for sure a great pick of the week. It could be a pick of a few weeks because it's 8 episodes, but it's so worth it, so well done. Most of the episodes, the first one, I think, at least maybe the first two, directed by Ryan Murphy, who created American Crime Story, American Horror Story, Glee, I think Scream Queens, and what other show did they do before all of that?
Something else.
He's been around for a while. He's been around for a minute, but he's gotten extra successful recently with some of these shows. And it's great. Mostly all the other episodes are directed by this fellow, Anthony Hemingway, who did Red Tails. Was his last movie before that. But he did a lot of great shit on this OJ show.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Everyone's awesome in it. Everyone's fun to watch. It's well done. Crazy story.
Courtney B. Vance kills it.
Courtney B. Vance kills it. That's him killing it right there. That's him.
He kills it. That's him. Murders that shit.
Busy just killing it left and right. That's what he does. It's great stuff, guys. American Crime Story. OJ. The People versus Comma. Looking forward to that Katrina season.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Yeah, what's that going to be all about?
Yeah.
Also, the budget. I think the hurricane stuff. I mean, hurricane damage. What kind of money are you going to throw at this show? It's an FX show. And then what's the third one already that they announced? I forgot. The blah. Wah, wah, wah,
don't
wah.
Know.
Yep, 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 yep. Come on. We mentioned what seasons 3 and 4.
What?
Right. We reported on this stuff.
What?
We mentioned it.
I missed that.
It's been announced. I told you. And you were like, yeah, I remember. You remembered at that time.
I remembered at that time.
Oh.
I've since 4 jotted.
Ah, Jesus, Death Slayer, help us.
See if the internet can tell us anything, Chris.
Because we already know Katrina's the second one, and that Sarah Paulson's in it. Sarah Paulson's also... Oh, the Monica Lewinsky story is going to be like season 4, I think.
Okay.
Maybe season 3, the Lewinsky thing, the Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Oh, the Gianni Versace murder.
The Versace murder. That's why I couldn't remember it, because who ultimately really gives a shit about that one? But anyway, here we go. That's
it was interesting. The motherfucker was shot like in his front lawn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that sucks.
Like in broad daylight.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's terrible. And he's a popular fashion designer. And he was the end of a killing spree. Yeah. A multi-state killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy story.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on.
Hey,
it's
OJ. I'm sure
it's no OJ
I'm
story.
Sure American Crime Story will make it interesting, Chris.
I'm sure it'll be. Yeah, we'll see. Good stuff. All right, here we go. Time for this thing. That doesn't really end.
No, it doesn't.
It's time for that box office recap. We're going to talk about them dollars and maybe some reviews. Drew, what came out this weekend? What's the top box office top 5?
Number 5 this week, Going in Style, made $6.35 million, total of 23 and some change.
Does that have a budget?
25.
Yeah, I figure a low budget. It'll make its money back over time for sure. This is a type of movie where the audience isn't the type to run out and go see it opening weekend.
What the hell is that? Oh.
That's the one with the old men.
The old men robbing stuff.
They're going to rob the bank that ripped them off. Yeah. It's like Hell or High Water, but mixed with...
Alan Arkin, Michael Caine, and God.
What's this other... Yeah, exactly. It's those guys. What's this other... So every year, there's at least one movie about a bunch of old dudes getting together to do something, like going to Vegas.
Yeah.
There's that one with Michael Douglas a couple years ago. All the old dudes. Wasn't Morgan Freeman in that one, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Morgan Freeman's in half of these.
Yeah, well, he's old. He's black. So he's the token old black guy.
Oh, Maureen, you're the token old black guy.
But he's also God. So
he's also God. So
yeah.
He also got into a car accident when he was banging his...
When he was driving Miss Daisy?
He was driving Miss Daisy, but Miss Daisy was his like step-granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
He was like 17 or 16 or something. And there were some shenanigans going on there, and everyone like kind of brushed out. Like, oh, no, well, this is Morgan Freeman. We don't want him.
I'm sure it'll all come out after he's dead.
Which is, I mean, come on.
I mean, you never know.
You see him walking around? You see him walking?
Yeah, I mean, he's still talking.
He's a shuffler.
I hear him. I hear him all the time. I hear him more than I see him. Number four this week.
Number four.
Smurfs.
Smurfs.
The Lost Village.
What?
Weekend gross $6.5 million. Total 24. Our budget is 60.
All right. There you go, Smurfs.
Nobody wanted this movie, and it's not going to make any money.
No one wanted it. Didn't make that much money. The budget's a relatively modest budget of $60 million anyway, so maybe on home video, digital, etc., etc., it'll make its money back as a way to, as something to throw on a screen on the back of a seat in a minivan to keep the kids quiet for a couple hours on a long car trip. That's what these things are designed for, ultimately, anyway. So, there you go.
Number three this week.
Number three.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, shit.
Made an additional $13.6 million. Total of $454.
Give me a world total, because we're over $1 billion. $454
domestic, $588 foreign, total of $1.04 billion.
Disney with that first billion-dollar movie of the year, looking to get two or three of these at least in 2017.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast making a ton of money. And it's been around for a minute. We kept talking about it, but we have yet to see it. I saw Simon Time, guest of the show. He finally saw it.
Yeah.
Facebooked about it. Seemed to enjoy it quite a bit.
No.
So there you go. Simon Time, by proxy review, The Beauty and the Beast.
Number two this week.
The infamous Drusikoff.
The Boss Baby.
The little cough.
We can gross $15.5 million, total of $116.
What's up, Boss Baby? Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, well, Alec Baldwin, it took him 3 weeks to make the amount of money that Vin Diesel made in one in The Fate of the Furious.
Drew, what is your favorite Alec Baldwin movie? What is your favorite Alec... Oh, it's me now, it's Vane. What is your favorite Alec Baldwin movie? You have 30 seconds to answer or your suit will explode.
The Shadow.
Oh, that was quick. Boy, that was a surprise.
Because who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men, Chris? Alec Baldwin.
That's a surprising answer, The Shadow. Is that a genuine answer?
It is.
Or are you joking around? No, are you going for the jokey joke?
It's genuinely an awful movie.
It was genuinely terrible.
But for some reason, like, when I think Alec Baldwin, the first thing that comes to mind is The Shadow.
He was in Beetlejuice.
He was. You're right.
He was in Glengarry Glen Ross.
He was?
Yes.
He was in a lot of really good movies.
He was in a lot of good movies,
but
yes!
I like his most awful of them all.
He was in The Aviator, yes, but you like The Shadow. Yes.
Because who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men, Chris?
Alec Baldwin does, apparently.
Yes.
Get out of here, Bane. What's wrong with you trying to take over the show? You can't let him just do that, Drew. You just talk to him like it's a normal thing.
Wait, Chris, have you seen Bane?
It's Cinema Crespediso,
have you seen
Cinema
him?
Banediso.
Have you seen him?
He's a big guy. He's let himself go. Have you noticed?
He's got all that fucking juice running through him and shit.
Just have the juice.
I mean, no thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No.
But, you know, once that Trump care kicks in, he won't have the subsidies. He can't get the government money to get that juice
he'll
anymore.
He'll still just be Tom Hardy, who's fucking ginormous.
No, all that muscle.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
Number one this week, Chris. The Fate of the Furious. It made $100
million. $100
million.
How about that? $100 million here in America.
In America.
What?
And,
what?
Jesus fuck.
How much did it make international in the same amount of time?
432.
Holy mackerel.
China. I mean, I did see the film China logo in front of it.
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure. Big release in China. These movies have been big in China for a few years now. Part of the reason why the last couple made so much money, part of the reason why they keep making them, and as a matter of fact, that $530 million, over $530 million opening weekend worldwide, that is a record. Beating
everything.
But I mean specifically beating Star Wars The Force Awakens, which opened to $529 million international worldwide in total, beat it by a few million. Even so, making a lot less domestically, but way more international. These are huge international movies, for sure, making over $1 billion, $1.5 billion in reach, which is crazy. We put out a spoiler bonus episode where we talk about it in depth and detail. We're going to do a spoiler-free one now for people who haven't seen it. Drew, what did you think of The Fate of the Furious?
It was ridiculous, but not... Some parts were more ridiculous than the previous installments, but as a whole, it seemed like a less ridiculous venture.
Right? Isn't that weird? Some things were bigger.
Yes.
Some scenes were bigger. The action stuff. But overall, it was less, ridiculous. Less and goofy, less over the top somehow.
And I still don't understand how this group of amateur car enthusiasts became an international group of super spies.
They're a team. I need your team.
Where, like, they have specialists now.
They do everything.
And they all shoot guns.
And they have resources, all the resources they need to set things up ahead of time.
And billions of dollars in budgets for whatever the fuck they're doing.
It's weird how Fast Five seemed to start more like an Ocean's movie.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the team together.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like now they have all these resources. Instead of being scrappy people like working together, now they're like...
Now
they're
Tyrese knows how to shoot a gun.
They're an elite off the books, like Black Ops team. They can all shoot guns. Tyrese is
except
like,
none of them
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is a wrestler. Roman something.
Except none of them went through, 20 years of special ops training.
None of them. They've stole some cars or installed stereos or... Yep. One of them, Tyrese, was like on the street. He's like a gangster, I think, maybe. A
wannabe gangster, probably.
Wannabe gangster?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Amateur car enthusiasts.
Amateur car enthusiasts. Ridiculous. I need your team, Dom. Oh, here we go. It was okay. If you like these movies, it's fun. It's fine enough. The action's big, but the trailers give away a lot of stuff, man.
Almost all of it.
It's a bummer how much they give away, and it's...
And here's the thing, Chris.
That's all right.
I guess it really doesn't matter because it already
I can really rave about it.
I mean, it's going to make $1 billion.
It's going to make so much money internationally. And they're going to go ahead and make those other ones.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't seen the movie yet, but you plan to, the only thing I will say is watch how you never really see outside of one shot. You never really see Vin Diesel and The Rock's faces like in the same shot. They're never face to face.
Well, it's because they're never standing next to each other in real life.
We've talked about their feud many times now on this show, and apparently it lasts longer than we thought because they're never even any scenes together, which is wild considering the events in the movie and the betrayal that's in the trailer and all that. You see it in the trailer. Vin Diesel's character, Dom, like when he betrays a team, it's directly against Hobbs. Like he takes out his car, he leaves them for the cops to take him, and then they never face to face.
Ooh.
In any way, shape, or form. So crazy. It's fun to watch it, and actually how they went out of their way to...
And Chris, for a rated R action movie like this...
PG-13.
Oh, really? PG-13?
These movies are PG-13.
That's why they're all super family-friendly and yet quite adult.
Yes.
All at the same time.
Yes, that's how the chicks are like... they get in the obligatory chicks in super, super short shorts or thong denim jeans and whatever... but no nudity, though.
Nope.
No. Near naked, but not naked.
Almost.
Yeah. One use of the F word. A good one, too. I won't say who says it, but it's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
That
was probably my favorite part of the movie.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hope there's more of that in the next movie. That character.
Yes.
We'll see. But maybe. The way they make these movies, they introduce characters now in like small capacities.
But they keep using them over
and
over.
And then they use them over, and then they use them more. Kurt Russell got used more in this one than he did in the last one. They introduced Scott Eastwood. Scott Eastwood probably get used more in the next one.
Fantastic.
He was okay.
He's so bland.
He was fine. There was one moment where he delivered a line, and I was like, that was a little Clint-y.
Well, I mean, he does look like his dad.
You sure?
He just doesn't have that, I'm gonna whoop your ass with my pinky attitude.
It wasn't raised by him.
No.
He was raised by his dang mother. That's how Clint will probably say. by his mom in Hawaii. Something like that. Or California. I don't know. He's a pussy. That's what he would probably say of his son. This guy. Look at him. Soft hands. Soft hands. Clint Eastwood probably rubs his hands on sandpaper every morning just to keep them rough on purpose.
You're probably right.
Maybe I should start doing that.
Get rid of them soft hands.
I got them writer's hands, I got the philosopher's hands.
Yeah, I'm a philosopher, and I got kitchen hands.
No, you got kitchen hands.
Yeah, I do.
Just because you're a kitchen philosopher doesn't mean you're a philosopher.
Hey.
You're a kitchen philosopher.
I'm a part-time philosopher. All right?
New great philosophers.
Like I said.
Are we going to do that?
Eventually.
Are we getting those 3D bus? Those three, right? That's what we're waiting for, right?
So much time, man. Effort and work. I'm lazy.
Wah, 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 wah. Yum, 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 yum. That was my EDM so.
Do EDMs have solo? Do we call them EDMs? How old am I? How old am I, Chris?
Do we call them EDMs?
Do we call them?
Fate of the Furious is not bad. This is alright. It's good. Not great.
Is it good? I was gonna say, you're like, eh, it's not bad. I was gonna say, yeah, but it's not really good.
It's okay.
I mean, the zombie cars were cool.
Fast Five is still the best one of all of them.
Yeah.
Probably. Right? Yeah. They all have like awesome parts about
it. Yeah, but that Brazil one was something else.
Yeah, that's the fifth one. No. Yeah. There's something about it. That was the right one.
I don't know. The last one was really hilarious, too. Like, when I keep thinking about it, when Vin Diesel is driving cars through three separate skyscrapers.
That was fun.
That was hilarious.
That was fun. It was also hilarious every time. I was like, is that, why does Paul Walker look weird in this?
Oh,
that's not Paul Walker.
It's like, this strange. His mouth is moving funny.
Because he's dead.
Or he's not talking. Every time he talks, you only see the back of his head. Mm. Trickery. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Fate of the Furious.
Hashtag fate.
Hashtag that was the number one movie. New movie is coming out on DVD this week. The Founder comes out.
Oh, I never saw that.
That's right. That so we finally get our chance to check this movie out. And Split.
Hey, Split was good.
Everyone can see Split. That came out in theaters in January. It is now April. That means it's time for the movies from the beginning of the year to start hitting DVD. So Split finally comes out. People can check that out. What's new in theaters, Drew?
I'm yawning at the crappiness of these fucking movies that are coming out.
It is a brutal weekend.
We've got Unforgettable, that Rosario Dawson, Katherine Heigl, You Stole My Man movie.
Oh yeah,
and so now I'm a crazy white bitch and I'm gonna destroy your life.
Yeah, so what? Wait.
When you watch the trailer, you see the entire movie except
the
for
trailer gives you 90%
if
of the movie.
Katherine Heigl dies at the end or
who,
not.
Like, who dies or not. It tells about who dies.
Oh, you know it's Katherine Heigl. You know Katherine Heigl dies, but
who gets arrested and who else dies and who does the killing and is it an accident killing or... But yeah, the trailer gives you 90%
you get
of the
whole movie.
But Katherine Heigl, her marriage implodes. Mm-hmm. Rosario Dawson comes in as a new stepmom. Stepmom. Catherine Heigl can't take it. She's like, she's looking extra trashy. And
extra crazy and extra white.
Crazy.
She's looking extra crazy and extra white.
Movie looks very 90s.
Yes,
Like someone had a 90s script laying around. It's like, let's finally make this thing on the cheap.
Maybe someone's remaking a Lifetime movie from the 90s.
Yes, that no one knows about.
Mm. Or that everybody saw, but for some reason can't be like, oh, it's that movie.
But I can throw a couple bucks at it and get us like a Rosario Dawson and a
Katherine Heigl.
And a Catherine? Mm-hmm. Kathleen. Catherine Heigl. Higley.
Also coming out.
Also.
Disney Nature's Born in China.
Yes, this is their documentary about pandas.
Pandas, golden monkeys, and snow leopards.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Also coming out this weekend.
Also coming out.
Your boy, Oscar Isaac.
My boy.
He's got this movie, The Promise.
The Oscars Isaacs.
With a Christian Bale.
The Promise is like, what's it? I just saw a commercial for The Promise. Yeah. And it was about making a promise.
Oh, some dude goes, set during the last days of the Ottoman Empire. The Promise follows a love triangle between a brilliant medical student, the beautiful and sophisticated Anna, and Chris, a renowned American journalist based in Paris.
That's right.
The fall of the Ottoman Empire. Ethnic cleansing, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff, making a promise about love.
Yeah.
I knew that.
And last but certainly not least, the movie I'm looking forward to, the new Ben Wheatley flick, Free Fire.
That's right. That's that crazy looking movie where it's a 2-hour shootout or 90 minutes, a 2-hour shootout.
Yep. 90 minute shootout.
It's a 90 minute shootout. All these characters meet up in a warehouse for some sort of gun deal.
And they just start killing each other.
And they just start shooting at each other because it's crazy and it's a mix of like UK actors and American actors. And Ben Wheatley looks a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Looks like good times.
It's got our boy Charlotte in it.
Charlotte. I like the Charlotte.
I know how much you love the Brie Larson as well.
I love Brie Larson. I'm a Brie head. That's what they call them. That's what they call us. Brie heads.
Agreed.
That was a good time, man. Yeah, who else is in it? There's also
Army Hammer, Cillian Murphy.
Cillian or Killian, you weigh in on a poll that I'm not gonna put up anywhere because no one really gives a shit.
Nope.
Who else? I thought you were gonna give me more names. That's it. That's
all. Those are the ones that are listed. I'm sure there are other
people. Oh yeah, yeah, not gonna bother actually clicking on them.
Talk Why? About, what are you nuts?
What are you, a producer? yeah, Free Fire. Looking forward to it. Hope it plays here. It's not like a limited release type of thing. We'll see. Otherwise, oh man, it's
gonna be wait.
Might be a movie this weekend. Might be a on the man weekend. It might be a, let's finally watch some Iron Fist or something type weekend.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh shit! You know what?
No.
It is time for Everyone's favorite segment. No, why did it stop? No, you keep going. I'm gonna restart it. Here, listen again. It's good stuff. It's the stuff that matters. It's most important part.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
Dr. Drew, take it away.
Well, Chris, you know, as a doctor, sometimes I have to recommend that you go see a doctor. I'm actually, I'm going to go see a doctor for the first time in like, I don't know, 15 years or so, here in like the next week or so. So, go see a doctor. See, you know, keep up on your health. Make sure you're not dying and whatnot. I'm really not looking forward to this. But it's got to be done, Chris. So, see a doctor. Doctor's out.
Go see a doctor, bitches. Blah, blah, that's right, Drew Cochran. The Dr. Drew telling you to go see an actual doctor.
Yeah.
And not just
like a street pharmacist.
And not just like wear a suit and see a street pharmacist, which are Drew's other normal pieces of life advice.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, you know, since it is, you know, we always record on Sundays, so it's not the first time this happens. We've done this before. It is our annual Cinema Crespity, so Jesus, : Death Slayer holiday extravaganza. And as such, we will be getting down in the Crespo Disco with just, you know, something uplifting and awesome and reminding us of Jesus' battle against death with his mystical sword, flaming sword of vengeance, as he fought the death's demon riders, which came in on flaming dragons with multiple heads and shooting fire and ice. One was shooting ice, and it came together to make steam. It was like, oh, it's burning my skin. But he fought it off with the sword, and then he cut off their heads, right? Remember that part? And then he cut the dragon in twine down the middle, and then it split it in half. But then all these other like little like demon beetles came out, and they like swarmed him and carried him. Remember that part? They carried him down to hell, and he had to battle through hell for like a day and a half. That was half of the journey, battling through hell. Remember? And then he came up, fought his way upwards back to the surface, and then when he came back out, he was in his tomb. He's like, "Oh, I remember this place." Stone rolled away.
I want to see this movie.
That's what that was.
Chris, you need to start writing this.
That's what actually happened. It's out there.
Jesus,
these are facts.
Jesus, Colin.
These are all facts.
Demon Slayer.
Remember all that? Remember when all that happened?
Come on, dude. Christian exploitation Jesus action movies.
Yeah. So
he rides around a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes.
Shooting everybody, carrying the American flag.
Yeah, you remember that part? Yeah, the American flag.
Super white.
Yeah, that's out there. Remember that? Yeah. So we're going to play some from The Passion of the Christ.
Right.
All right. Here we go. We'll be back with the second half of the show.
Yo, yo, what's good, world? This is your boy, Steezy, coming to you straight out of the Trap House. We are pumping out two brand new shows a week for you, featuring the illest open discussion in O-Town. We love highlighting local Orlando talent, including comedians, musicians, artists, and anyone with beer money. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to finally know what the heat of the week is and not feel like a downright herb, download Steezy's Trap House on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher today. Get booked!
We're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
What's up? It's your boy, Stone the Terrible.
It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff from Forget That Yo Radio. You are now listening to Cinema Crespo Diso,
the number one show for movie reviews. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Whoa, how's it going? Yeah. Drew Sagai, where can people find you on the interwebs?
Tahiro 419, all over said interwebs.
Oh, shit. Interwebs, Drew Sagai, burn.
It's really loud with that button today, buddy.
I'm sure.
There you go. Now we're still better.
A little better?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. What is this, a Family Guy sketch? You're going to just keep going down until I can't hear it at all, and you're just going to stare at me the whole time in silence.
No, it is not. No, it is not. I'll go ahead and put it back to, I don't even know, I'm not even going to use it anymore. Get rid of it. Get out of here. It's done. I blew it up. But it's demolished. It's now in the rubble.
I can hear the rubble falling.
You hear the rubble falling on top of the button?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rebel. Follow the show on Twitter at Crespediso, on Instagram Cinema Crespediso, Facebook Cinema Crespediso. You can listen on iTunes. Rate us and review us on iTunes, please. That would help us out a lot. You can also rate us and review us on Stitcher. I don't know if that helps as much, but you might as well if you want to be cool and help the show out. If you're a local yokel in town here in Orlando, starting April 26th on Sunday, I'll be doing trivia every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at a restaurant called the Cork and Fork American Grill. It's at the corner of Conway and Hoffner over there. It's a pretty big intersection, busy place, but it's right there on the corner. If you keep an eye out for the logo, you'll see it. Drew and I actually went there the other day to eat. It was not bad, pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Had some just fried goat cheese, panko crusted goat cheese appetizer with a tomato jam and burgers and fish and chips. The fish Drew said was cooked perfectly.
It was.
When they eventually brought it out, it was cooked perfectly. And they have an OBP on tap. So come on, guys. Come out. Oh, you know what's cool? The night that I'll be hosting, I'm hosting on Wednesday nights. On Wednesday nights, start doing $5 sangrias. You guys know I'm all about that sangria.
Chris is about that sangria life.
Oh, about that sangria life, and they got it there, $5 Wednesday nights, and they also do $15 bottles of wine. So that's not bad at all if you're going out to drink a whole bottle for just $15, even if it's a $6, $7 bottle. The markup that you normally get at a restaurant, that's kind of a minimal markup, right?
Yeah,
sort of. And then the food's good too, so it's check it out, guys. Come on out, we're gonna have a good time. Curse of Trivia starting 7 p.m. April 26th, Wednesday, and then every Wednesday thereafter. Let's have a good time together. Let's get started with the movie news. The movie news segment. Which button is that?
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right, it's the Crespodiso Movie News segment where we talk about the latest celebrity divorces, the fallout, and the pickups as well that happened from that. You guys know, and ladies know what I'm talking about. We got them celebrity beach bonds, they're flaunting them. It's that summertime is coming up, and most importantly, what's going on with the Biebs? Drew Sikogra, I need a Biebs update. What's going on with the Biebs?
Dead.
Oh.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber allegedly dead from autoerotic asphyxiation. Allegedly.
Uh-huh, correct.
No proof, no evidence.
No, zero. Zero proof, zero evidence.
But we are your number one source for movie news and movie gossip. That is right. So thank you, Drew, for the Biebs update.
You're welcome.
Hitting you with the Brangelina fallout update. That's a new one.
What?
That's right. Brad Pitt. Sources say, this is from, who's reporting this? Page Six.
He's divorcing Angelina Jolie.
They're getting divorced.
And then playing Fallout?
She filed the papers.
He's playing Fallout.
She divorced him because he was playing Fallout too much.
So that's a divorce Fallout.
And that's part of the divorce Fallout. But Page Six is reporting that there may have been some serious flirting between him and previous ex-girlfriend Sienna Miller.
Ooh. I don't have an ooh
button. You need to start. You need to update your soundboard before
show.
The show. Yeah, just in case.
This is from a source, from an anonymous source close to Brad Pitt.
From a source,
random person close to Brad Pitt says Pitt has been hit on by some women, stalked by others, and this is the interesting part. He has suddenly been contacted by exes, the list of which is said to include Kate Hudson, Juliette Lewis, Christina Applegate, Thandie Newton, and Gwyneth Paltrow, end quote.
Damn, does Brad have that magic stick, bro?
I guess so. They're all coming back. They all want some more now.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been off the market for so long. All these ladies are coming back. Now that he's on the market again, that Brad Pitt. What do you guys think about that?
Apparently they love that shit.
That's so many. Damn it. The ladies love it. They want him. So there you go. Celebrity divorces. I told you this is the place to go for celebrity divorce. Hot gossip Hollywood news. Hear about that Shia LaBeouf?
No.
He's up there hiding out enough in a cabin in Finland.
Cool.
But he's also like live streaming it or something.
Then what? How do you hide out? How do you live stream yourself hiding out?
Him and some other people, part of his art collective, they've all found different cabins to hide out for like a month. But they're also going to be like on camera or something. And then a bunch of like 4chan Reddit right-wing weirdos.
Trolling him.
Who are trolling him because part of his art message is resistance against Trump and the alt-right and all that. So 4chan is like all about trolling him and all this shit. They found him within 24 hours. They found him in his cabin and put that info out there. So
good for you, Shia.
Sylvester Stallone is suing Warner Brothers, saying that Demolition Man over all these years has made way more money than they say it has, and he wants his cut. And that happens. That's true. Hollywood is known for its funny math.
Mm-hmm.
Movies can make a ton of money, and somehow, where did this money go? I don't know. It's not as profitable. People aren't getting paid as much as they should. That's a common lawsuit, a common thing that happens. And Stallone now doing his thing. Have you ever done work and not been compensated for it on any level?
No.
You have never had to do a job and then like had to track down someone for your money?
No.
I'm not going to say who. No names. We know someone who's had to go to someone's house, show up to their door with large individuals behind him.
Be like, yo, where's my money?
Where's my money? I'm not going to say who. No names, not whatsoever. But let's just say, I will say that apparently, allegedly, legend goes, there was a knife involved. Like an actual... The big guys put someone's hand down, put the person's hand down on a table, and it's like, we will knife your hand, you know? And the guy, the main dude, was going to get his money, had the knife, and they put his hand down. And they were bluffing, they were trying to scare the guy. But the dude who went there to get his money and was holding the knife, he didn't know nothing about no bluffing. Stab the dude's hand right through into the table, like movie style. Like, ah!
Sweet.
And then they got their money.
Mm-hmm. It's usually the way it works. Yeah. Maybe break a kneecap or two.
We know this person.
Yeah.
Friend of us, friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Stay on his or her good side.
Okay.
It's a he. I've never had to. Have I ever had to?
Why are you asking me?
No, I'm asking. No, why are you asking me? Right? Didn't you just ask me that?
No, I didn't. You're hearing things.
So you notice how Kurt Russell took a quick little hiatus from making movies?
For a while
there. He was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Just in Fate of the Furious, one of the best parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in a week or two here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where is he? Where did he go? Where do you think he may have gone for his few years?
Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, you think he was bone tomahawking people? He was going through the desert?
I mean, he came back with a rockin' beard, so...
Rockin' beard and hair. Yeah. And every movie since then has featured some sort of version of rockin' beard or hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's never gone back to that soldier look.
Mm-mm.
That terrible look. Why would you want to do that when you have the access, that follicle, the follicle miracle that is Kurt Russell's head?
Mm-hmm.
The follicle miracle. It's part of the Jesus demon death slayer, demon slayer holiday miracle. Kurt Russell is Jesus demon slayer, death slayer. I keep saying demon slayer. That's the prequel. No, that's the... When is he the demon slayer? During Armageddon? When does Jesus slay demons?
Did you tell me?
Not during death. That's when he fights the death dragons. The fire and ice death dragons. Well,
there would have to be Armageddon then.
But then he also does fight them through hell. Yeah. Maybe it's a trilogy. One for every day. It's a 3-day thing.
It is.
Friday. First
Good
day.
Friday.
Good Friday. And then the fighting through hell Saturday. And then finally went making up through into the tomb on Sunday. Uh-huh. It's a 3-parter.
Yeah.
It writes itself. Why aren't we doing this?
I don't know. Chris, I told you to.
Kurt Russell apparently took off 4 years because he wanted to buy a vineyard and make wine.
Cool.
And not just like buy a vineyard and have other people make wine and show up every now and then.
No, he wanted to make it himself.
He like got into it totally. He got an apprenticeship and he learned how to make wine. So that's why he was unavailable to make movies, because the last movie he was making in 2006 at that point was Death Proof. And he was like driving with... Rosario Dawson on the hood of his car. Mm-hmm. And they're doing stunt work, and then he's like looking out the window daydreaming about owning a vineyard.
Yep.
He's like, oh, that'd be a nice one.
Yeah, well, he did it. Good job, Kurt. Hey.
Here's the God word, where's the world? Here's the God word, where's the world?
Here's the God word, where's the world?
So we'll be able to get some Kurt Russell wine?
It's out there. That? Yeah, it's out there. You can look up the name and actually, let me see. It
should just be Wine by Kurt Russell.
Wine by Kurt Russell. His wine is sold throughout California and even at Disneyland. I don't see the name of it, though. His wine is called Goji. Gogi. Terrible name for
it. Yes, it is.
So there you go. That's where Mr. Russell's been. Drew Sikogren versus the world. You're 8-3 in this year. One of those losses technically not yours, but it is part of your record.
Fuck you, Nick Shirella.
Yeah, that's why we're not here to defend your record. This week's game, a warm-up game, a sparring round. We don't have too many of these lately. Of you just practicing. You need to practice one right now, then they all can't matter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You all can't be in game. This week's game is called Jeff. I'm going to tell you a movie title.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me if it's starring Jeff Bridges, Jeff Daniels, or Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Those are your Jeffs. All right. Here we go. Number one, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Jeff.
That's correct. Number two, Blown Away.
Jeff.
That's correct. Number three, Crazy Heart.
Jeff.
That's correct. All right, here we go. Number one, Earth Girls Are Easy. Jeff Bridges.
Goldblum.
Jeff Daniels or Goldblum. That is correct. Goldblum. Number two, Blown Away.
Daniels.
Ooh, Bridges. Number three, Crazy Heart.
Bridges.
That's correct. Number four, Bloodwork.
Daniels.
That's correct. Number five, Igby Goes Down.
Thank you.
thinking. Go Blue is correct. Number six, the Fisher King.
Bridges.
That is correct. Seven, Because of Winn-Dixie.
Daniels.
Correct. Number eight, Holy Man.
Bridges.
Ooh, Goldblum. Number nine, The Squid and the Whale.
Daniels.
That's correct. And number 10, Starman.
Bridges.
Yes, that is correct. One, two incorrect. So you got 8 out of 10. Look at that. Well done there, Jeff.
I would have gotten Jeff 10 if you would have let me just answer Jeff.
Yeah, you would have gotten 10. I just let you answer Jeff.
Jeff was the correct answer every time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sick.
Give yourself applause. You got some applause, right?
Just putting that up.
You got 8 out of 10's worth of applause. So that's your movie news. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Let's talk to our boy, Billy D.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
He is our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado, Billy D. Is our boy, and you can find him on Twitter and other internetual outlets at I Love Blood. Wish him a happy Jesus Death Slayer Day.
What is up, my dudes?
What is up, Billy?
It's been a bittersweet week for me up here. Mm-hmm. My last day at a job I've spent the last 6 years at was on Friday. People said a lot of really awesome things about me as I left, and I've already picked up a couple freelance clients, so I'm actually pretty good.
All right.
For now.
Oh.
But we'll always be looking for more gigs. You know what else is bittersweet? Certain kinds of candy. Specifically, the devil's candy. Had to, lol.
Hi-yo.
I caught the devil's candy on demand this week. It's a pretty straightforward possession/haunting movie with a lot of quirks and a Gaio-like disregard for logic. It's also got a bunch of recognizable faces in it. Ethan Embry from Can't Hardly Wait.
Uh-huh.
Shiri Appleby from Swim Fan.
Yep.
Leland Orser from Seven.
Yep.
And old Wiggly Eyeballs himself, Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Wiggly Eyeballs.
Side note, Embry spends a lot of this movie shirtless and or in his underwear, and homeboy is shredded. Everyone is good. It took me a while to realize this kind is like this is kind of like a David Gordon Green version of a Gaio movie. There is nothing to really tell you what's That's what it is.
That's what it is.
But the influence seeps in every corner of this film.
Okay.
Heavy is heavy in the third act, and I'm cool with it. I love movies that don't look in the mm-hmm. like Don't Look in the Basement, mm-hmm. Don't Go in the House,
no.
and The House by the Cemetery.
Yes.
This movie has a weird quirk that starts pretty early, and I found it to be hilarious. And that is an obsession with heavy metal. I thought that would come more into play as supernatural force or whatever, but no. It's just that three characters in the movie are obsessed with heavy metal, and it's kind of hilarious and pretty awesome that a heavy metal family are just the main characters of this movie, the Nuclear Blast family. So anyway, it's a straightforward plot. Artist and his family move into a murder house. Mm-hmm. Artist starts painting things he's never painted before, dark and strange things, and old Wiggly Eyes is creeping around acting all creepy and shit.
Wiggly Eyes.
I had a lot of fun with this and will happily add it to the pantheon of metal movies. Stay cool, Billy D.
Drew, do you think there should be more or less metal in movies?
Well, I mean, it all depends.
On what?
It shouldn't be forced. It should be just natural. You know, like somebody being like, just like into metal. Just so they can, you know, like be the goth character or something.
Just for the sake of being into metal?
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's just kind of there.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It just gotta be natural. It can't be, you know, like everything. It just can't be forced.
What'd you think about the use of that the Led Zeppelin in that Thor trailer?
Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Not sacrilegious.
No.
It's a Thor movie.
No.
Again, that Led Zeppelin.
So what?
Looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty well.
I mean, come from Land of the Essence, no, Chris.
Hammer of the Gods. Actual hammer.
Yeah.
Mjolnir.
I'm pretty sure as he said Hammer of the Gods, Mjolnir was shattering.
No, that happens earlier. It's earned that jiggy. But yeah, it should have been like, what?
No, yeah, I mean, that it sounds like somebody was listening to that song and was like, let's just cut the trailer right now.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Let's see if we can get it.
The song's awesome. Let's just cut a trailer to it.
Let's just do it and see if we get it approved. We can probably get this approved.
We saw a bunch of new trailers in front of the Fate of the Furries, right? Like, whether or even like new versions of trailers I've ever seen, a couple of already. For example, that King Arthur trailer.
Dude, these King Arthur trailers just keep getting stranger and stranger.
Yeah, the very first King Arthur trailer that they showed.
I was like, oh, okay, King Arthur. Like, it felt more of a straight up retelling. Like, okay, here's a Sword in the Stone. You know, there's the king who's out now, and now he's gonna rise to be the king. Yeah. And I get it.
Yeah, it's like a down and dirty street version, Guy Ritchie version of the King Arthur tale. Uh-huh. But with each subsequent new trailer, they get bigger and crazier.
This is King Arthur, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, this new one is just like he got a magical sword. That's like
the sword's magical.
Giant elephants.
Giant elephants. Yeah, wizardry. Lots of wizardry.
Way more magic.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it looks insane, man.
I'm waiting for the elves and the orcs to show up.
Might as well. Right? Gandalf.
Some griffins.
Yeah. Sauron. Yeah. Making appearances in other movies now.
Yeah, might as well.
Why not King Arthur?
Yeah.
He's available for rent, apparently. The Sauron character. Yeah, that was a trailer. What other trailer we saw? We saw the trailer for... we already saw that Guardians one a few times.
Yes.
And there's also... What was under that second one? Oh, you know what looked like fun? The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Really?
I thought that looked fun.
As I was watching it, I was completely underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed? I didn't know what it was. So when it came out, I said, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I think this is funny. It looks ridiculous.
Once again, I think it's somebody being like, oh, let's put Samuel Jackson and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
They're trying to shove Ryan Reynolds down a throat again.
Yeah, I'm down with it. But he's Deadpool, though.
He is Deadpool, but that's Ryan fine. Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds. Now this isn't somebody else.
Yes, and now it's Samuel Jackson talking to Deadpool. Yeah. I'll go see this with my mom.
Yeah.
There was also the trailer
Chris, the last Ryan Reynolds action movie was what? That one with Ben Kingsley. What happened with that?
I never saw it.
Yeah, I watched the first...
No, the last one was the one with Kevin Costner. When they put him into Kevin Costner's body or something like that.
That was Ben Kingsley.
They put him into Ben Kingsley's body. They put Ben Kingsley into his body, but then they put him into Kevin Costner's body in the next movie.
Right.
So it's actually Ben Kingsley and Kevin Costner's body in that movie.
You're right about
and
that.
And then he had 3 days to kill.
You know what I just realized?
So he shadow recruited Jack Ryan, who was Chris Pine.
I mean Deadpool, Deadpool, awesome action movies.
Yeah.
But they've been shoving Ryan Reynolds in silly action movies for a really long time.
Yeah, sure.
So Ben Kingsley, he did one with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Safe House.
Whatever this new one is with
Samuel
Jackson.
Yeah.
It's
Safe House, but with comedy.
Who else? I'm sure there's another one.
Action movie wise, he also...
Where he teams up with somebody who's a better actor than he is.
Let me see. He also teamed up with that person who was in that movie. I think he might have named all those types of movies. Yeah. I think he drained that particular well quite quickly. I'll see it. I thought I had one for a second, but I was thinking something else. I was thinking of a Chris Pine movie.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Billy D. Everyone follow Billy D all over the interwebs and tell him what's up.
And if you got creative gigs up in New York, hit him up.
Apparently,
he's available.
He's available for all sorts of stuff. If you need something, he's available for it. And I mean, he's available for it.
He wants it.
He wants it good.
He'll give it to you.
Give it to you good. Or he'll take it from you. Either or. What are you looking to do?
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
Here we go! Time with the Vox Populi, the segment of people, voice of the people. This is when you hit us up and then we read whatever you write. You can email us, cinemacrispyso@gmail.com, Facebook us on one of our posts, message us, tweet us, however you want to get at us. We will read it. Drew, let us get started with this week's Vox Populi.
Tom Lucas has a question for us, Chris.
What's up, Tom?
Why does the new Ghost in the Shell suck, and how will it affect Akira's production?
Okay, first off, Ghost in the Shell, why does it suck? We were talking about how we're underwhelmed by the movie. Would you say that it sucks, Drew?
I mean, it's not the same movie. So it's kind of hard to draw parallels.
Mm-hmm.
But does it suck?
Yeah, it doesn't suck. Yeah.
I don't think it sucks.
I don't think it sucks.
I mean, I don't think it's great. You know, it's definitely not the...
It's not good.
You know, it's definitely not the, you know, seminal work that is the original Ghost in the Shell.
Nope.
But I don't think it sucks.
It's just missed the mark is what it did in many ways. Story-wise, maybe even casting-wise. That'll be debated for a long time, it seems. But has that going to affect Akira?
I don't see why it would. I know. Me neither.
I don't think it would. Akira, maybe they're looking for... the producers are trying to convince Jordan Peele to take a sabbatical from his path of socially conscious horror movies. Or maybe somehow bring that sensibility to the Akira movie that they want to make. They want to make Akira. They want to find the right director. You think maybe Jordan Peele could be it? That's interesting. I'd see a Jordan Peele Akira movie.
I mean, yeah,
right.
It all depends. I mean, once again, it all depends on what they're trying to do here.
What are they trying to do? Obviously, they're gonna be going with trying to make the anime movie into as opposed to going after the source. Or would they, I don't know, 6 books of source material. There's a lot of source material to try to wrangle into a movie. But is that, do they want to make 6 movies? Do people want 6 Akira movies?
No.
I want one crazy one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just give me one good crazy one.
Yeah.
And I want to say a cool bike.
Yeah.
Some other jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Some staying on rubble.
Yes.
Some crazy mind stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to see a city get wiped out by a psychic blast at some point.
I want to see giant monster teddy bears that and then the milk giant, out of their
and
eyes.
And then, of course, like the giant weird monster thing. Bloated monster creature thing.
Oh.
Of course. Of course we want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That easy checklist, I think.
I mean, if you could just take the anime and make it real life. Just do that.
Just want to see some new Tokyo.
Frame for frame.
Just frame for frame,
remake it.
Okay. That's Dr. Drew's solution right there. The Drew Cogburn solution. Just take it frame by frame, remake it.
Oh.
All right. I'm down for that.
It's kind of hard to fuck that up.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. It is hard to fuck it up. It is hard to fuck it up. Replace Akira. No, not Akira. Tetsuo. Replace the character Tetsuo with Jesus the Death Slayer.
Cool.
Because this is the second coming. It's Neo Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also after Jesus came back. It's after the second coming.
So this is the third coming?
Yes. Jesus, third coming, - Akira, and Jesus, Death Slayer, go to New Orleans. No, that's a sequel.
What?
That's the one where they meet up with Herbie. That's one where Akira and Jesus meet up with the Herbie the Love Bug, and they drive around New Orleans. But Herbie drives them around, and they go looking for love. But instead, they find jazz and gumbo, and they have to battle Voodoo Priestess.
I mean, Jesus. All Jesus needs to find love is a prostitute.
That's what he keeps. That's why the house of rising sun. He's like, I know a place. That's how they end up in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But they find out all the brothels are shut down because there's a new puritanical order in town trying to shut down all the fun of New Orleans.
And Jesus is like, fuck that.
Jesus
shit.
Is like, no man. He turns everyone's government water into wine and hurricanes and other delicious drinks.
Government water into wine.
Yeah, because the government's taking over. It's puritanical government, but he turns all their water into delicious booze drinks. All the sad music, he turns it all into like upbeat jazz. He brings the party back to Party Town in New Orleans. And then him and Akira and Herbie, they drive to government headquarters and they with shotguns and they kill everyone. And he's like, I am Jesus, the Death Slayer. You can stop me from partying. And he takes a staff like Gandalf and it strikes the ground.
I thought they were looking for love. How did this turn into an action movie? Well, with stabs.
No, that's
with Gandalf staff.
That's the beginning. That's how they get together. That's the whole point. They're like, we're looking for love. And he's like, I know just a place. He's like, I know just a place. It takes them to New Orleans. But then they find out things are fucked up. So they got to fix everything. That's the movie. They're looking for love, but that's just a setup. And then they have to fix everything. Jesus takes a staff, hits the ground at the state government office.
It says none shall pass.
None shall pass. The ground splits open. Booze spills out of the earth. And everyone gets drunk. And they're like, yeah. And then him and Akira and Herbie ride off into the sunset to go save the next town from government-run puritanical. So that's the second movie.
I don't like the second movie as much.
You don't like this one?
No.
I think it's a fun one. No, it's hard. The first one has all the emotional hook. The second one, the journey, further journey stuff. It's just an action movie. It's like Back to the Future 2, that type of thing.
Watched both of those today.
Did you?
Did. It's funny if you watch them back to back because Jennifer changes.
Yes.
In the middle of the movies. It's like, hey, it's Random Girl. Hey, look, now it's Elizabeth Shue.
Had someone who actually kept on acting. Yeah. Kept going with the acting. Also, it's a guy in Crispin Glover makeup hanging upside down with things on his face to obscure his Crispin Gloverness. Mm-hmm. In the older scenes, they just reused shots of him from the other movie.
Yeah.
And then Crispin Glover was like, I'm going to sue you motherfuckers. And now... you gotta get permission to use people's images in movies.
Good job, Crispin.
Fancy that it took that long to even...
I know, right?
Make that a rule. Like, you can't just use people's, like...
Nope, it took in the mid-80s.
That's a weird thing. That's a weird thing. Let's see what we got here. Is that it for Vox Populi?
Yeah.
You know when it's Jesus' death day. Or Jesus not death day, anti-death day.
Jesus resurrect day.
Jesus death... Jesus kills... When Jesus murders death day.
No, it's the day after Jesus murders death.
That's right. It's a day when he's like he walks away from death in slow motion, and then there's an explosion in the background, and then he's like reaches out his hand, and another dude like gives him a high five or a low five. One of those
things. But there's nobody else in the tomb with him.
There's always someone there. You know when you see there's like you look back on your walking along the beach, and there's only one set of footprints. It's because Jesus was carrying you. That's why Jesus is always.
I don't remember him carrying me.
He's always carrying.
I'm pretty sure those are my footsteps, not his.
He's always carrying you, Drew. And then so when.
So right now I'm not sitting in this chair. Jesus is carrying me.
So when he's in the tomb, when you're walking down the beach, he's carrying you. When he's in the tomb, he's not by himself because he's with himself. Jesus be with you.
So Jesus has split personalities,
and also with you. That was supposed to be the response.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
He has split personalities, multiple personality.
Yeah. Multiple projections.
So he's like Legion?
Everyone's Jesus. We're all Jesus. We're Jesus right now.
So he's Legion.
We're Legion.
Yes.
But Jesus. But it's Jesus.
Legion.
Yeah. So in the third movie, him and Akira, they're in Herbie, and it's a cross-country trip, right? And they stop at sororities.
Now it's a road movie?
Now it's a road movie, and they're stopping at sororities.
And not just a road movie, like a college road movie.
A college sex comedy road movie. They're stopping at sororities, trying to get Akira laid, because he's having a hard time about it. And she's like, come on, man, it's chill, bro. We'll get you stress relief or whatever. And it's a series of wacky events as they go to different colleges across country, and they keep... just keeps fucking up, keeps going wrong. Until finally, they make it to a strip club in Canada. Where Jesus finally breaks up the old prostitute angle. It's like, this is where it goes down. Because I'm Jesus, and this is how I make things happen.
This is... Okay, so I like the first one. So I'll buy the script for the first movie, and the rights for all movies thereafter, but I'm scrapping the other two.
So you're going to buy the rights to the other two just so you can scrap them?
Mm-hmm.
But I even told you about what happens yet in Jesus, Akira, and Herbie go to outer space. That's the fourth one.
No, we're not going that far.
And then in the fifth one, they go to the hood.
Nope.
In the hood.
Mm-mm.
It's in the hood. South Central.
In the hood.
In the hood. D.A. hood. And then the next one after that is when they go back to outer space, when it's in the future, and they go to a moon colony, but it's the hood part of the moon colony. So it's they go to space, but also in the hood. It's hood space.
No, not interested.
No. Well, then you can't have it. You can't have the series if you can't if you're gonna just scrap all those other movies.
Yep, all of them.
Nope. Jesus, Death Slayer wouldn't have it any other way. Especially the New Orleans one. Looking forward to shooting that one. All the booze.
So awful.
Where can people find you online, Drew?
I already told you, at antihero419, all over the internet.
All right, here we go, Billy Lee's Death Movie.
We already did that.
Okay, here we go with the Vox
Pop. I already did that, too.
All right, here we go with the Turbine Boy with that money.
We already did that.
All right, here we go with the...
Chris, we did it all.
You want to pick something out of the prize bag, Drew? Anything you want at all out of the prize bag.
Really?
What do you want? What are you looking at? What are you looking at there? Fake mustaches? You want some fake mustaches? Or fake sideburns? What do you want?
Oh, that's a good one for today.
Oh, zombie. That's a zombie thing. That's Jesus the Demon Slayer. The Death Slayer grows 600 times in water. What do you want there? Glow stick?
I don't want any of this.
You're not going to eat any Molly?
I don't want any of this.
Do any rolling?
No, I'm not rolling.
Nah. An LED flashing ring. Hold that up to your eyeballs as you trip balls. No.
What is this like? This one's like a rave pack.
Yeah. We're going to throw a pacifier in there and some Vicks Vapor Rub. And Today You Die on DVD. Steven Seagal's Today You Die.
That is a rave.
So you don't want any, you don't want any of that?
I don't remember.
All right, well, we're out of here. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome, Chris.
Thank you, everyone, for downloading, listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week with more stuff, and then the week after that with more stuff. Even after that, it's gonna be crazy. What do you think about that?
I think.
Therefore, you stink.
Major burn.
That's right, major burn. Whiplash. You got whiplash from that burn.
Whiplash is a good movie.
Those burns give whiplash, right?
No.
Read more books. Be excellent to each other. Hide your money in mattresses. Go to more flea markets, real estate sales, and swap meets.
What?
And remember, there's always room for Jell-O.
Even when there's not.
Even when there's not. Thank you. Yeah, that's correct.
An actor, some factor in a funky blend of film nerd stuff and box office weekends. Oh, oh, oh.
Cinema.
Chris Padiso.
Chris Andrew.
Cinema.
Chris Padiso.
And you.
Settle back
and enjoy the news and views.
To the movies we go with Chris Crespo.
All right, so is that our last audition? Do we have anything else, sir?
Actually, sir, we have one final audition. I'm kind of doing this as a favor. I know this guy. He's a friend of my roommate. He just kind of needs the work, so I said I'd get him in, if you don't mind. And he's
okay.
Whatever.
Okay, yeah, farm it. Let's get it over with. Why don't you go ahead and bring him in?
Thank you very much, sir. I'll let him in. Hi, how's it going? Welcome. Could you please state your name for the camera?
It's Bane.
All right, Bane. Should I call you Mr. Bane or?
No.
All right.
It's just Bane.
Thank you, sir. You'll be reading the part of Vincent today.
I thought I was prepared to read for Jules.
You'll be reading the part of Vincent.
Okay.
So that
throws me off a little, but I'll be fine.
We're just going to start whenever you're ready. Just let me know when you've prepared yourself.
Okay.
Okay, now, tell me about the hash bars.
What do you want to know?
Well, hash is legal there, right?
Yes, it's legal, but it isn't 100% legal. I mean, you can't walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away. You're only supposed to smoke in your home or
certain designated places.
Those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this. It's legal to buy it, it's legal to own it, and if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, which doesn't really matter because get a load of this. If the cops stop you, it's illegal for them to search you. Searching you is a right that the cops in Amsterdam don't have.
That did it, man. I'm fucking going. That's all there is to it.
You'll dig it the most. But you know what is the funniest thing about Europe?
What?
It's the little differences. A lot of the same shit we got here, they got there, but they're just a little different.
Examples?
Well, in Amsterdam, you can buy beer in a movie theater. And I don't mean in a paper cup either. They give you a glass of beer, like in a bar. In Paris, you can buy beer at McDonald's. Also, you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, they got the metric system there. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
What did they call it?
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese? Royale with cheese. What did they call it? Big Mac.
Big Mac's a Big Mac. They just call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac? What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go into a Burger King. But you know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise!
God damn.
I seen him do it. And I don't mean a little bit on the side of the plate. They fucking drown a minute.
Okay. That's enough. Thank you, Mr. Bain, for your time.
Actually, I think... Can I get you one more? I think I can do this again.
No, that's all right. We're a little short on time today.
Like I said, I was prepared for Jules.
Once again, sir, thank you for your time.
Okay, well, do you have my headshots? Can I leave an extra headshot right
here? We have your headshot, sir. We don't need an extra.
Okay, so I'll call you.
No, actually, we'll call you, sir.
So my agents will call you?
No, we'll call you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Please leave.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
Yeah.
Audition for the role of the dude is a gentleman named Bane, it looks like. Bane?
What's up with his headshot? Why the mask?
Maybe he's scarred? Shy? I don't know, that mask is weird, though.
Okay, well, I'll make it quick. I have a lunch appointment.
Mr. Bane, you're up, you're next.
It's just Bane, actually. One word.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like Cher, or Madonna, or the Pope.
That's actually two words?
What?
The Pope. That's two words.
Yes, I suppose.
Okay, please stand here. You'll read with me, and we'll start when you are ready.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay, sir, you're Lebowski. I'm Lebowski. That's terrific. I'm very busy, so what can I do for you?
Well, sir, it's this rug I have. It really tied the room together.
You told Grant on the phone. He told me, so where do I fit in?
Well, they were looking for you. These two guys, they were trying to.
I'll say it again, all right? You told Grant. He told me. I know what happened. Yes, yes.
So you know they were trying to piss on your rug.
Did I urinate on your rug?
You mean that you personally come and pee on my...
Hello, do you speak English? Parlez vous anglais? I'll say it again, that I urinate on your rug.
Well, no, like I said, woo peed on the rug.
Hello, hello. So every time, I just want to understand this, sir. Every time a rug gets micturated upon in this fair city, I have to compensate the...
Come on, man. I'm not trying to scam anybody here. I'm just...
You're just looking for a handout like every other... Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Look, let me explain something. I'm not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. That's or El Duder is dudeness or El Duderino, if you do. You're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out and make a living just like that in the middle of a weekday.
Is this, what day is this?
But I do work, so if you don't mind.
No, look, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This... will not stand, man. I mean, if your wife owes...
My wife is not the issue here. I hope that my wife will someday learn...
Okay, okay, I've seen enough. Thank you, Mr. Ban. You can go now.
Actually, that's Bane. Not Ban, it's Bane.
What's okay, it? Bane, if you would please excuse us, we'll let you know.
Okay, well, can you at least let me know either way? Whether I got it or I didn't, that would be helpful.
Just don't call us. We'll call you. Thank you very much for coming. Okay,
thank you. Can I have another bottle of... I'll just take another bottle of water. Thank you.
Can I beatbox aside and up? Yeah. Crespo needs soap. It's the cinema of the Crespo needs soap. It's the cinema. I'm Chris Crespo. What?
What?
And we're out.
Okay.